It's the post-match show. Your hair looks lovely, Damien.
Thank you.
Damien Kavanagh's just on a lap of honour of the Stanley, like Andy Robertson. Kissing babies, say to that, he's not going anywhere. Them two mates, I've got David Kavanagh. I've got Robbie O'Neill. I've got Adam Melian. I'll start with you, Adam. It's a bit of a mad last day. I thought it was quite a good football game until Liverpool decided it wasn't really a football game anymore. I felt a little bit sorry for Brentford. They were trying to keep playing a football game. I think, to be fair, once maybe Wade got through the Villa were winning and Bournemouth weren't, maybe it just had to turn into what it was, which was saying goodbye to a couple of legends.
Yeah, I mean, it did sort of feel a bit like a non-event, which these last day games can feel like, can't they? But I, to be honest, I did find it frustrating. That second half was really frustrating, and you know, I thought actually taking Salah off at that point seemed a bit odd, really.
Yeah, so yeah.
From there on, it was a bit weird. That was
especially when we didn't have any more forwards.
Well, no, he was our best forward today, forever. You know, but today he was our best forward.
And he kept him on and tried to win.
Yeah.
Call me mad.
Well, I was just saying this to Robbie before. Is that the big thing where I feel like I'm sort of living in some sort of upside down world? Is that towards the end of the game, our game at Anfield, especially with Liverpool attacking the cop, sort of expect things for us to be trying to do things, and it's just very bizarre to watch us sort of waiting for the situation to be perfect for us to do the thing that maybe we want to do, or for someone to just get bored and have a shot.